Hello there. Welcome to the Life in Abundance broadcast with Joseph Lakama. I'm so excited that you have made it to the broadcast. It is always a joy and a privilege for me to have this opportunity to come together, to learn, to encourage each other through the Word of God. The broadcast is just designed to inspire each other, encourage each other, and equip each other with tips, tools, and teachings so that we may live the life that God wants us to live, which is a life of abundance. So this is the Life in Abundance broadcast. Thank you once again for joining us. If you haven't as yet subscribed to the channel, I implore you and you kindly do us a favor by subscribing to the channel and also click the notification bell so that you don't miss any of the upcoming broadcasts. They will surely inspire and encourage you. Shall we pray as we begin today's broadcast? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity of encouraging and inspiring each other through your holy word. We ask you that by your Holy Spirit, you speak to us, encourage and motivate us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen, amen. Once again, welcome. And please do subscribe to the channel. If you have already subscribed, welcome once again. We are beginning a series of broadcasts that is so dear to my heart, so encouraging. It's on the subject of words. We are going to be talking about the laws of words, the laws of the words that we speak. Very important that we learn and master the laws that influence and govern our lives. When we learn these laws, we can easily put them to use to our advantage. Don't miss, it's going to be a series of broadcasts dedicated to speak about this, the laws of words. Let's begin with a scripture from the book of Job, chapter 38, verse number 33. Job, chapter 38, verse 33. Let me read it from the New English Translation, the NET version of the Bible. It reads, "Do you know the laws of the heavens, or can you set up their rule over the earth? Do you know the laws of the heavens, and can you set up their rule over the earth?" This is a question that we are being asked here. Do you know the laws of the heavens? Do you know the laws that govern the universe? I want to believe we are all aware that the universe is governed, is run by laws or by principles. We can talk about the laws of motion, which were discovered by, say, Isaac Newton. Talk about the laws, the law of flotation, discovered by Archimedes, the laws of thermodynamics, the laws of energy. Several laws are there that run or that help the navigation of the universe. And it is important that we learn these laws and put them to use to our advantage. Now, in as much as we have laws in the physical, like the laws I've just mentioned, there are also laws in the spiritual. These laws, they regulate and affect our lives in the spirit. If we are ignorant of these laws, we begin to see results or things happening in our lives and we wonder what's causing them, what is happening. And it is because we are satisfying or we are abusing another law unknowingly in the spirit. So the upcoming broadcasts are intended to remind each other or inform each other on the laws of words, how words influence and affect our lives. The scripture has asked us here, do you know the laws of the heavens? And can you put them to use to begin to have a rule and influence on the universe using the laws of the heavens? Now, why are laws important? Laws are important, number one, because they have been created by God Himself, the creator of the universe, so that the universe and the systems around it may function properly. It's important that we all be aware that laws were not invented by any human being. All laws are just discovered. They are not created by people. They were created by God, the creator of the universe, so that the systems of the world or the universe may function properly. Talk about the laws of motion, the laws of thermodynamics, all the laws that we mentioned earlier. None of those people invented the laws. They just discovered, said, oh, is this how things happen? Then they stated the law. So laws were created by God himself, and man discovered them. And until man discovers a law, we can struggle with things that we are not supposed to struggle with. We can struggle with matters, or we can be limited in areas simply because we have not yet discovered the law that influences that specific area of life. So number one, laws are important for us to know them because they were created or fabricated in the universe by God, the creator of the universe himself. So we must discover them, we must learn them, and then put them to use to our advantage. Secondly, laws help to explain how things work. Some people, they wonder, how is that thing happening? How is that result coming about? How is that circumstance just being perpetuated in life? It's important to understand that there are laws that cause things to happen. Things don't just happen mysteriously or mystically. No, there is always a cause and an effect in this life. There is always a cause and an effect. There is something that has caused the result that is there. And it is important that we learn the laws. It gives us the understanding. How do things work? Why are we getting the results that we are getting? Why is that situation being perpetuated? Why is that kind of behavior continuing to happen? See what's brooding it, what's causing it to come back. So secondly, laws explain to us how things happen. We know the laws of sowing and reaping. When you reap a harvest, it's simply a sign that you have sown somewhere, right? It's understanding the law of sowing and reaping. When, say, Isaac Newton explained the laws of motion, he was telling us that when you see motion happening, know that there is a force that has been exerted. Laws help us to explain what is happening. And thirdly, laws are important for us to learn them because laws help us to navigate our world. Laws help us navigate our world. Without knowing and understanding and harnessing laws, it's difficult to navigate the world. It's difficult to navigate through life. See this. Before the Wright brothers established the first flight, the laws of thermodynamics and motion had already been there in existence. But these guys had not yet harnessed these laws to the advantage of mankind. So before their understanding of how those laws worked, men were stranded, men were stuck, just walking on foot or probably just driving. But until the laws were learned and then harnessed to our advantage and to our favor, men began to fly. Before men understood the laws of motion, nobody could invent or create a vehicle, a car, or a bicycle. But until the laws of motion were understood and learned, men began to realize, oh, we can create something that can help with motion, that can help with speed. It's all because of the understanding of laws. So laws are very important. In any sphere of life, it is crucial that we learn. We seek to understand the laws that govern that sphere. And once we learn them, we begin to use them to our advantage. There is no excuse that I don't know the law, because a law that is not known will even work in your life. If you put it to use unknowingly, it works. If you put it to use in your favor, it works to your advantage. If you abuse it unknowingly, it works to your disadvantage also. We are talking about laws. And the coming broadcast, the focus will be mainly the laws of our words. Your duty and my duty is to learn, to search, to seek out the laws that influence our lives in the various spheres. And once we have learned them, apply them, put them to use, put them to work to your advantage, the laws that are there. until men knew the laws of motion, the laws of thermodynamics, the laws of flotation, we were stuck. We are stagnant in our various areas. But when the laws of flotation were understood, now we have ocean liners that can glide effortlessly on the seas, on the oceans. Why? Because men understands the laws of flotation. When the laws of thermodynamics were understood, men could easily fly. Why? Because the laws are understood. Same with the laws of words, same with spiritual laws, the law of sowing and reaping, the law of honor, all those spiritual laws, if they are not understood, if they are not learned, it's easy to stay stuck in life, complain, and probably see others who are having results and wonder, how are they making it? What's happening? Do they know something that I don't know? Yes, they know some laws. They know some principles. The encouragement today is, let's go on this journey of seeking out to understand, to learn the laws of heaven and put them to use to rule and to govern our environment on this earth. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We'll end here for today. Join us in the next broadcast as we begin to explain, as we begin to explore further laws of words. God bless you and see you in the next broadcast.